The rest of the state's congressional delegation, Representatives Jason Chaffetz, Chris Stewart, and Rob Bishop, are incumbents who won big last night. Love became the first black Republican woman in Congress 2 years ago, and she overcame a challenge from Owens, then a Democrat who made their last matchup a close contest in the previous blue district. The Democrats' candidate for Senate, Misty Snow, would have been the state's first openly transgender elected official. She faced an uphill contest against Mike Lee, a popular conservative senator here in the state. On the national front, Lee became known as one of the strongest opponents to now President-elect Donald Trump, even at one point calling for Trump to step aside as the Republican nominee, a move that surprised Utah State University political science professor Damon Kahn.
Mike Lee was perhaps one of the earliest and most vocal opponents of Donald Trump in the state of Utah, in many ways leading the crusade against Trump's candidacy here. He announced that he cast a protest vote for a third-party candidate. This is interesting, of course, because Mike Lee was on Donald Trump's list of potential Supreme Court nominees. Doubt that Mike Lee will be likely to secure that appointment under a Trump administration.
Ann Kahn says the opening on the U.S. Supreme Court to name a new justice may have influenced the presidential race and the outcome more than expected. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.